College English Test, Band 4, Part 1, Listening Comprehension.
Section A.
Directions. In this section, you will hear 10 short conversations. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversation and the question will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the four choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Example, you will hear, "Is it possible for you to work late, Miss Gray?"
Work late? I suppose so, if you really think it's necessary.
Where do you think this conversation most probably took place?
You will read A, at the office, B, in the waiting room, C, at the airport, D, in a restaurant. From the conversation, we know that the two were talking about some work they have to finish in the evening. This is most likely to have taken place at the office. Therefore, A, at the office, is the best answer. You should choose answer A on the answer sheet and mark it with a single line through the center.
Question 1. Would you like a copy of Professor Smith's article?
Thanks, if it's not too much trouble.
What does the woman imply?
Question 2. Did you visit the television tower when you had your vacation in Shanghai last?
I couldn't make it last June, but I finally visited it 2 months later. I plan to visit it again sometime next year.
What do we learn about the man?
Question 3. Professor Kennedy has been very busy this semester. As far as I know, he works until midnight every day.
I wouldn't have troubled him so much if I had known he was so busy.
What do we learn from the conversation?
Question 4. If I were you, I would have accepted the job.
I turned down the offer because it would mean frequent business trips away from my family.
Why didn't the man accept the job?
Question 5. How are you getting on with your essay, Mary? I'm having a real hard time with mine.
After 2 sleepless nights, I'm finally through with it.
What do we learn from this conversation?
Question 6. Where did you say you found this bag?
It was lying under a big tree between the park and the apartment building.
Where did the man find the bag?
Question 7. Wouldn't you get bored with the same routine year after year, teaching the same things to children?
I don't think it would be as boring as working in an office. Teaching is most stimulating. What does the woman imply about office work? Question 8. I was terribly embarrassed when some of the audience got up and left in the middle of the performance.
Well, some people just can't seem to appreciate real-life drama. What are they talking about?
Question 9. Oh, it's so cold. We haven't had such a severe winter for so long, have we?
Yes, the forecast says it's going to get worse before it warms up.
What do we learn from the conversation?
Question 10. You were seen hanging around the store on the night when it was robbed, weren't you?
Me? You must have made a mistake. I was at home that night.
What are they talking about?
Section B. Direction. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. There are three groups of English learners: beginners, intermediate learners, and learners of special English. Beginners need to learn the basics of English. Students who have reached an intermediate level benefit from learning general English skills. But what about students who want to learn specialist English for their work or professional life? Most students who fit into this third group have a clear idea about what they want to learn. A bank clerk, for example, wants to use this specialist vocabulary and technical terms of finance. But for teachers, deciding how to teach specialist English is not always so easy. For a start, the variety is enormous. Every field, from airline pilots to secretaries, has its own vocabulary and technical terms. Teachers also need to have an up-to-date knowledge of that specialist language, and not many teachers are exposed to working environments outside the classroom. These issues have influenced the way specialist English is taught in schools. This type of course is usually known as English for Specific Purposes, or ESP, and there isn't ESP courses from almost every area of professional and working life. In Britain, for example, there are courses which teach English for doctors, lawyers, reporters, travel agents, and people working in the hotel industry. By far, the most popular ESP courses are for business English. Questions 11 to 14 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 11. What is the characteristic of learners of special English?
Question 12. Who needs ESP courses most?
Question 13. What are the most popular ESP courses in Britain?
Question 14. What is the speaker mainly talking about?
Passage 2. The first step to stop drug abuse is knowing why people start to use drugs. The reasons people abuse drugs are as different as people are from one to another. But there seems to be one common thread. People seem to take drugs to change the way they feel. They want to feel better, or feel happy, or to feel nothing. Sometimes they want to forget or to remember. People often feel better about themselves when they are under the influence of drugs. But the effects don't last long. Drugs don't solve problems. They just postpone them. No matter how far drugs may take you, it's always a round trip. After a while, people who miss drugs may feel worse about themselves, and then they may use more drugs. If someone you know is using or abusing drugs, you can help. The most important part you can play is to be there. You can let your friends know that you care. You can listen and try to solve the problem behind your friend's need to use drugs. Two people together can often solve the problem that seems too big for one person alone. Studies of heavy abusers in the United States show that they felt unloved and unwanted. They didn't have close friends to talk to. When you or your friends take the time to care for each other, you're all helping to stop drug abuse. After all, what is a friend for? Questions 15 to 17 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 15. Why do some people abuse drugs?
Question 16. According to the passage, what is the best way to stop friends from abusing drugs?
Question 17. What are the findings of the studies about heavy drug users? Passage 3. Bows and arrows are one of man's oldest weapons. They gave early man an effective weapon to kill his enemies. The ordinary bow or short bow was used by nearly all people. This bow had limited power and short range. However, man overcame these faults by learning to track his targets at a close range. The long bow was most likely discovered when someone found out that a 5-foot piece of wood made a better bow than a 3-foot piece. Hundreds of thousands of these bows were made and used for 300 years. However, not one is known to survive today. We believe that a force of about 100 pounds was needed to pull the string all the way back on a long bow. For a long time, the bow was just a bent stick and string. In fact, more changes have taken place in a bow in the past 25 years than in the last 7 centuries. Today, bow is forceful. It is as exact as a gun. In addition, it requires little strength to draw the string. Modern bows also have precise aiming devices. In indoor contests, perfect scores from 40 yards are common. The invention of the bows itself ranks with discovery of fire and the wheel. It was a great step forward for man. Questions 18 to 20 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 18. Why did man have to track his target at a close range when using a short bow?
Question 19. What does the passage tell us about the longbow?
Question 20. What do we know about modern bows?